That's okay.
All right, thank you, Eileen. Eileen Rosin, the secretary for our finance committee. And this is the January 6, 2025 meeting of the WPFW Finance Committee. I'm Kamal Harris, now the chairman of the local station board and sitting in, I guess you would instead for our soon-to-be, hopefully, nominated and elected treasurer. So we're working on that. But, as this was my role in the past, I'll go ahead and see if we can make sure we're on task for all our financial matters. Those who didn't get the, if you had not received the agenda, I will go ahead and, I'm sorry, let's call the roll, Eileen, if you could.
Oh, okay. And tell me if, I add or leave off anybody. So,
Sure.
Kamal Harris is
I'm here.
here. Julie Hewitt.
I'm
I saw
here.
you.
Now that I've
Yay.
found the
Hi, Julie. Tony
audio.
Leon. Well, I can see he's not here at the moment. I am here and Lou Wolf is not here. Miyuki is here. And I guess I won't be calling for Dennis Williams anymore since he's no longer the chair.
Oh, I'm sorry. He is part of the committee. He texted
Oh.
me earlier today and said he would not. He's got a conflict tonight, so
Oh,
he should,
okay. I didn't
but he will continue to be part. Yeah.
Good to know. Good to know. All right, and we'll see. And then we have our guest come out is Tom Chase, who
Yes, Tom
I
Chase.
guess
Yep,
you
he's
spoke
a
with.
current volunteer for with the station.
Great. Okay. That's
All right.
all I have.
All right, sounds great. That's good. I think like I said, we'll make sure to square our membership after Wednesday's meeting and make sure we're on point for the number of
Sure.
absences from the committee meeting. So
Yep.
the agenda for tonight, I'll read it off. Number one is to convene our meeting. Number two is roll call. Number three is to approve our agenda. Number four is a report from management with our interim general manager, Miyuki Williams. Number five is a follow-up on the motion from the PMB. And I'll get into depth a little bit more than that. It's just to reiterate the voting membership for the committee. Number six is an update on our treasurer search for a treasurer. Number seven is questions, and number eight will adjourn. Do I have any adds or subtracts from the agenda as read? All right. Hearing none, we'll go ahead and I will. Do you have me with the ability to share the screen? I'll share the report.
Let me see. I don't know. Can't tell.
Me see if I can share. Let's
Let's see if I make
see.
you
Not yet.
co-host.
I sent a request. Let's see if that works.
Okay. Oh, I see. That was from you.
Yeah, it was for me. Yeah.
Think you can now.
All right. Awesome. Got it. All right. Hopefully, everybody can see the screen here. If not, those who are on the committee should also have a copy of this currently.
Oops, I
So,
just
for the month
realized,
of this.
I'm sorry, in the email I sent out to people, somehow the actual agenda did not make it through written, but it's here now. I mean, you read it. Thank you.
Oh,
Sorry about that.
okay. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. All right. So, what we're going to review is the month of December. So the ending balance on 12/31 in the Truist operating account, $147,533. The cash received during the month of December, contributions from listeners, $171,764. And as of today, about 4:30 this afternoon, in the Truist account is now at $182,192. As indicated last month, the monies that was that were raised for the relocation of the station have been used to open an account with Industrial Bank. The initial balance in that account was $70,000. There were a couple of fees against that account, which brings that balance down to $69,983. So there's like a statement fee and account fee that they charge you. So you know, you loan the bank the money, but they charge you for it, unfortunately. So, but that's the balance there now. I'll run through the expenses really quickly. During the month, the salaries, wages, and benefits, which includes some annual bonuses and some union retro pay, $37,734. The office rent, and I'll get into a little bit more detail here in a second on that, $26,113. Central services paid to the national office. That's actually 2 months worth of central services. Each month is $12,640, which makes up that $25,280. Tower rent at American University, $6,396. There were some telephone expenses, $1,613. The Pepco electricity bill, which is for the tower, $6,803. The call center services for our end-of-year fund drive, $1,911. There were some bank fees and merchant bank fees. The merchant fees are the ones that are charged against the credit card transactions, $1,658 in the month. There were some consulting costs, and we'll get into a little bit more detail there, but they included some board ops that were still paying in arrears. There was some programming for the, folks who did the broadcast for the election night, and then there's the parliamentarian that we had to pay for the actual local station board. If you all know, we had typically have a parliamentarian at that meeting, and so we had to compensate him for his time. Some marketing, which includes a new social media investment and an investment and a app store. And again, we'll get into a little bit more detail there, $1,065, and some other miscellaneous expenses, $1,200. Total for the month, $115,291 in expenses. Some of the notes, and this is where we'll talk about the salaries. The $37,000, some of it is the annual bonus in retro, but it's also an advance deposit made against the 1/15/2025 payroll. If anyone remembers from last month, we actually paid in advance through December, and then, we actually made another payment towards the end of December that is going to cover the January 15th payroll. The office rent, thankfully, we're able to talk to the Bernstein Group and negotiated a 50% reduction in the lease obligation. From the end of September, the lease renewed at a different rate. And because we were leaving out and because of some of the history in and around our stay at 1990 K Street and just some of the goodwill we think we've given up in terms of sacrificing things like escalators, hot water, and some of the other services that weren't necessarily rendered, we made a proposal to the Bernstein Group to net down, and that actual schedule is part of this attachment, to net down the final amount of monies owed in the lease to get a 50% payment reduction, and they agreed to that. We still owe them another $4,322, but it was a very successful reduction, so we're pretty happy about that. 2 months of essential services, again, that's what that 25,280 is. And I started to try and make a running total here at the bottom of our relocation costs. So far, direct costs related to relocation, $1,672 for removal of furniture and other items. And we had to secure an extra terabyte of storage in order for the chief engineer and his team to transfer a lot of the files and data from the old server and information over to the new one in order to move it. So those are the two costs right now directly related to relocation. Those costs will add up pretty quickly as we've, you know, been working over at the new location at Eckington Place, where we've got some consultants and other folks helping us get us on air, and we're waiting for their invoices as we speak. Let me just show you this, and then I'll pause for questions. So the second page here is the actual proposal we made. And going forward with it, we had a balance due to Bernstein of $35,000. They had another $192,000 in charges that we were going to be, we were liable for, bringing that total due to $228,000. On that same statement, we had made $172,220 in payments. And we actually had a security deposit with Bernstein of $13,690. So way back when there was a $13,000 security deposit. So we netted these two numbers, added in the rent and the late fees to get to a $60,000, essentially almost $61,000 obligation to Bernstein. 50% of that gets us down to this $30,000. And then we offered them to schedule a payment on the $30,000, which they accepted. And so, again, $4,000 is due there. So I'll pause for any questions on the schedule, and we have Miyuki for any additional questions that you may have for her and her team. Sabu, yes.
Yeah. Good evening, everybody. Yeah, so based on what I'm seeing, we are clear of the old location as far as financially?
Yes.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep, go ahead, Miyuki. Yep, you can.
No, I was just going to say yes. We're clear of them. We made the final payment of what the schedule that Kamal just shared with you today. They'll reach it, they'll receive it by the 10th, and we'll be free and clear except for the things that are remaining there. We had anticipated pulling things out this Wednesday. However, the weather is going to be an issue, and that may not happen till next week. But other than that, we've done everything that we said that we would do.
Moving on, in the Eckington, are you going to discuss obligations that we owe to them?
Right now, because we are one of the first people that they rented out to, they haven't set up a system yet on how to bill us. And so they're in the process of producing that right now. But that money has been set aside. We have it. We're fine. And we're just waiting for them. Because right now they've got us listed as a vendor because that's all they have in terms of their billing systems, because they don't have people who rent it from them before.
Right.
And so that's what we're doing right now. And so because, we again, same thing as the relocation committee, we got caught into the Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, snow holiday. So everyone's, you know, not everybody's on board working full time, 100%. So it's just been delayed, but there's no major issues.
Okay. And then, I'm assuming that we have a lower cost in the future coming up as far as rent.
Yes. Much lower. Yes.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Appreciate it, Sabu. Anybody else have any questions, thoughts on the transactions for the month of December? All right, hearing none, we'll move forward to the fifth item, which is a follow-up on the motion from the Pacifica National Board. So for the, just to be clear on what's happening with our membership to the Finance Committee, as it stands right now, those who are not current LSB local station board members, they are not able to vote in a committee setting here for finance. Those voting issues have been restricted to or given to just LSB members only. Those who are not LSB members are free. The committee meetings are still open, so we do still have open meetings. But when it comes down to essentially the decision making for the committee, that is going to be restricted to LSB members. So I know in the past we've had motions come through this committee, and we've given the motions equal weight in terms of votes from those who are on the committee. But if you're not a actual LSB member currently on the board, then you wouldn't be able to vote, you know, on any of the motions or other decision-making with the committee. Is everybody clear on that? And then we can move forward in that manner for the year. Yes, Julie.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, quickly add, since I've, you know, recently been a non-delegate on this committee and, you know, now I'm a delegate again, you know, I think the idea is that the PNB appreciated the contributions that non-delegates make. And so that's the sense in which, you know, you can be a non-voting member, but wanted to make sure, you know, that it was really that the people who were voting on motions were people who had, you know, I'm doing air quotes, skin in the game, in the sense that they're, you know, on the board, right? So that's all it is. And, you know, it's really in a way, because it's some stations, I think they have these kind of interesting rules where if you attend 3 meetings in a row, you're automatically a member. And like, you know, they get like a whole bunch, you know, at some stations, they get a whole bunch of people to join a committee that way and then kind of take over the committee, right? And so this was a way to, you know, sort of make sure that we didn't have, you know, that kind of like committee packing sort of stuff going on. So that's all it is. It's not anything more mysterious than that. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. No, I appreciate that. Julie's been the secretary for the national board over the last year or so. So he's intimately aware of what that committee's been discussing. So I appreciate that additional color. Any other thoughts on the PNB motion? All right. I'll go on to number 6 is update on the treasurer's search. So as of today, I personally have reached out to a few folk to try and see if they would like to take on the position of treasurer. I did not, and Eileen made me aware of this morning or this afternoon, late this afternoon, that Eileen has been the secretary, and it would be pretty simple if she would like. She could also put her hat in the ring for the treasurer's position. So I would like her to think about that, as well as I've invited a volunteer member, recent member, Tom Chase, here this evening, who's also got a background in finance and also in nonprofit management. And so anxious to see if he would like to participate as well. So I invited him here tonight. So Tom's listening in to kind of get a feel for the position. And then lastly, there's been a few suggestions here and there. Nobody officially has said, you know, hey, I would like to take the position. Those of us who are on this committee that are actually on the LSB, you know, would like to, you know, hopefully someone in, you know, that capacity would step up as well. But if not, you know, I think we have some options that by the end of tonight, we'll close those recommendations. I believe the memo that went out, the recommendations were to be closed tonight, and that we'll have a discussion on Wednesday for a new treasurer. So any questions? Anybody have anybody they'd like to suggest that we reach out to, or they would like to send, you know, to the committee for potentially consideration for the board? Anybody? I think I see Sabu. Yes, go ahead, sir.
So, did you say the treasurer?
Yes, right now we don't have a treasurer for the local station board is what we're,
which is the equivalent to
looking for nominations.
Is the equivalent to the financial, committee chair, is that the same?
Correct. A treasurer for the local station board would then also be the chair of the finance committee. So that these meetings would then be run by that individual. Yep.
Okay. So, real quick. So if somebody gets that position, but they are non-board member, they would still be treasurer, which we've had before in the past, but they can't vote. Is that correct?
That would be correct. The treasurer's position is allowed to be occupied by someone who is not a delegate, but under the new rules, that individual would not be, I mean, they'd be running the meeting, kind of setting the pace, but they would not be voting on motions going forward.
I'll just clarify that.
I think that's how I read it, but I do see Julie's hand. Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, no, thanks, Sabu, for raising that point, because that's an important one. So technically speaking, though, the treasurer is an officer of the LSB. And to my way of thinking, that puts that person in the position of, you know, I'm doing air quotes again, having skin in the game. You know, it means they're there every month and so on and so forth. And so now Kamau might be right. I mean, I haven't looked at the wording of that, motion in a little while, but you know, maybe the wording should be revised to say delegates and LSB officers. You know what I mean? Because there are two positions, in the, LSB leadership, secretary and treasurer, that need not be an elected delegate. So, you know, but they obviously perform important and valuable roles. And so at any rate, that's me. I'll point that out to the PMB chair and see if maybe, you know, there's not some sense that maybe there may be, you know, pause to reword that. Thanks for raising that.
Yeah, no, appreciate that. So yeah, it's just, little wrinkle there, you know, motions aren't perfect. So we'll just, you know, work towards that, getting a little bit better language maybe. All right. So like I said, anybody want to, nominate themselves, or if they have someone, an individual that they would like to suggest we consider for the role in, as treasurer, please let Eileen know or myself. And we'll make sure that we have their name, and they can be available on Wednesday evening to speak briefly to the board and kind of give their desire for being treasurer, what it is, kind of their relationship to WPFW Pacifica at large, and then, of course, their qualifications. So we'll go forward with that. Yes, Eileen.
Yeah, I was just wondering, do we have a description of the treasurer's duties?
I do. Let me pull that up real quick because I sent that out. Let me see. I'm going to share my screen again. One second. This is actually the referral memo that I circulated. I think it should give you a sense of what the...
Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Also, would you mind...
Can try to make it a little bigger.
Your, yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oops, that's a little too big. All right. So here's the memo that went out earlier in the month, or I'm sorry, earlier last month, asking for a nomination for treasurer due by Monday the 6th, that's today, and it kind of gives you the bylaws coordinates for the particular position, and again, referring back to what Sabu had raised and what Julie was able to give us a little bit color on it. They're not required to be a delegate, but that there may be some nuance there with the fact that they're actually an officer. And so what we're asking for is a short bio, some of the qualifications and experience, their relationship with WPFW and or Pacifica Foundation, and giving some speaking to some of the support for the mission of WPFW. I also gave not so much duties, I guess, Eileen, to answer your question directly, but sort of the time commitment. And I wanted folks to kind of realize just, you know, it is a commitment. You have these monthly meetings here, which are approximately an hour, give or take. We also have a biweekly National Finance Committee meeting, which is the committee for the DMB. They have been meeting on a cadence every other week, so twice a month, and they're meeting somewhere in the range of 2 to 3 hours. So I rounded down, so two meetings, 2 hours apiece. That's about 4 hours there. And then your monthly local station board meeting, which runs once a month. And that one, typically, I think we've logged about, I don't think it's come in under three. So I said about 4 hours. I've kind of rounded up there. So about 9 to 10 hours a month. And again, I can kind of give you what I've been kind of doing in the role. So we lost a... business manager at WPFW about 9 months ago or so, back in April. Since then, the general manager, myself, and I'm not sure what Sataria's title is. Is Miyuki still on? What's Sataria's title, if you're still there? I don't see her. The three of us have been working, trying to manage what the former business manager was doing. And Sataria has been very good getting the checks prepared and giving them out so the general manager, interim general manager, can make deposits. As you all know, Otis McClay manages our database. And so each of the credit card payments that come in, he's able to use his system to track those. And then also anything that comes in on a couple other platforms, there's PayPal, there's Cash App. And then the newly, presented one is you can actually give on your text. You can actually text to a number. And when you do that, it'll take you through some prompts and it acts pretty much like you are donating online. So all those three ways is how the money comes in. And then as management pays bills, some of them are being paid through QuickBooks, if you all know about QuickBooks, that's being used locally. And then a lot of it gets transferred over to the Pacifica National Office, where the National Business Manager then makes the payments from her bank account. So a couple of different ways things are happening. And so the treasurer's role, I think, hopefully, depending on where we land financially in the next 12 to 18 months, I don't think would incorporate a whole lot more of that if we are able to get some staffing around a business manager, administrative person, something like that. So I don't want to scare anybody off. That's something as a stopgap measure that I personally have been helping out with, but it's not something that is ideal, nor should it be seen that we're more so oversight and not really in the weeds. But does that answer your question a little bit, Eileen? Or
yeah, I guess pretty much. I think, you know, I know you try to put together financial reports. I'm not sure you quite mentioned that. But
yeah, that was aspirational. So I think right now I'm leaving the official business income statements, financial profit and loss statements, that should come from the Pacifica National Office. That's the official, what, you know, we would call, what everyone knows, that's the general ledger. So what WPFW is doing is essentially a cash in and out locally. The actual profit and loss statement should incorporate, yes, the cash activity, but then also would incorporate what traditionally in accounting we would call accruals. So let's say we missed rent in the month of December. Well, it doesn't mean the rent wasn't due. So an accrual would be made to show that rent expense is due, even though it may not have went out and been paid. And so that keeps us on track. The way accounting works, it keeps us on track with what the actual cost of doing business is, even if we aren't necessarily able to afford it. So that's why you see a lot of times we're in the red or in the black. It'll swing back and forth. A lot of times, really depending on when the fund drives are, how much we bring in during the fund drive, so on and so forth. So we're leaving the financial statement reporting to the national office and making sure they have what they need to make those statements as accurate as possible. So so that's what we're doing there. I know we talked, Eileen, you know, on and off about local financial statements, but I don't think it's in the best interest to try and distribute or, you know, basically publish financial statements without them going through the national office. So,
right. Thanks.
Yeah, not a problem.
Okay.
All right. So that's the treasurer's position. And again, we're taking recommendations, referrals, nominations up through the end of today. I know Ellen Carter, Eileen, or myself, you can send those to either one of us, the three of us. And what we're asking is that individual be present on Wednesday evening at the larger LSB full board meeting for a meet and greet, and then we'll make a determination, and hopefully we'll have a treasurer, and we can move forward with our full allotment of leadership. Any questions on the treasurer search? All right, I'll go ahead and open it up. Any kind of questions you'd like to ask? I think we lost Muki, like I was saying earlier. The station has been kind of waffling back and forth between on-air, off-air. And then with the snowstorm, some of the volunteers were not able to get in to the station today. So that's causing a little bit of problems and folks trying to scramble and fill in where they can. But any questions you have, I'll definitely take them down and make sure we get them answered appropriately. All right. Hearing none, I think, Eileen, I'm not sure who all you sent. I see Minerva's on. I'm not sure if you got her on your initial email blast about today. But
no, I didn't.
You can make sure.
Actually.
Yeah, I think she's actually signed on to be a member of this committee going forward. So if you have an opportunity tonight, make sure she gets the documents that we had circulated to the board. I think I see, I don't know if that's Tony Leon or not. I see two Antonios, so he should have hopefully the information. I see Lou as well.
Yes.
So, okay.
Yeah,
that
I'm
is
not
Tony.
Sure.
How are you doing, sir?
Who I sent it to. In fact, I need to review who is actually now on the LSB and not.
I can get you that list. Yep.
Okay. We'll leave that for later then. Because I don't know who.
Yeah, but as I'm looking at the screen, though, it's you and I, Tony, Julie, Sabu, Lou, Minerva, and there's a couple callers I don't know, but for sure they should all have the information.
Yeah. I'll send it to whoever I didn't send it to already.
All right. Sounds great. All right, sounds good. So that's, if there's nothing else in the way of questions, we'll see everybody hopefully on Wednesday, and we'll move forward, like I said, with a treasurer, hopefully, and they'll get acclimated, and we'll have he or she introduce Eileen, and we'll make sure we tell them how we've been running things here at the committee. All right? All right. Motion to adjourn. We can wrap it up.
Wow, that was quick.
real quick.
I know.
Yes. There's two people who came on, you know, just to let them know that we are looking for a treasurer. I don't know if
I don't know if they heard.
Yeah, just go over there one more time because they're actually board members.
Absolutely, not a problem. So right now, the local station board is in search for a treasurer for the 2025 year, calendar year. And like I said, this, I'm sharing the screen again. This memo went out to our board members. We did have a treasurer, but she actually had a little bit too much on her plate in terms of her own personal 9-to-5 work, so she decided not to move forward. We're looking for nominations and or referrals by this evening. And on the screen now, you'll see some of what we're asking to be addressed. There's a short little bio. It doesn't have to be extensive. We're not looking for resumes or, you know, a CV, just some qualifications, quick experience. You know, if you've touched in the finance world, your relationship with either WPFW and or Pacifica Foundation as a whole, and then how, you know, your support for the mission of WPFW, how you see yourself as supporting the mission for WPFW. And then, of course, like I said here, just some of the time commitments. So folks know what they're getting into. It's about 9, we'll call it 10 hours a month commitment for the treasurer's position. And again, pointing back to some of the motions and things that have passed recently, I guess we're going to go back and kind of, you know, scrub that initial motion that kind of limited some of the non-delegate participation, and that maybe the actual leadership, the directors of the local station board, maybe having air quote skin in the game, will be able to participate in voting. So more to come on that. But that's what we're looking for. Someone with about 10 hours a month that can really just kind of provide oversight and presentation of reporting for what's happening locally in terms of our finances. I think that's the spiel, Sabu. All right. Hearing nothing else, I will definitely see everybody on Wednesday for the station board meeting.
Hey.
Everybody have a great evening. Thank you.
Good night, all.
All right.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yep. Take care. Yep.
Good night.